streaming online, WHGMGold.com. I'm Justin Mallow. Joined on the phone now, I've got Harford County Executive Barry Glassman. Some of the things going on. I know there was just an announcement earlier about the senior centers closing today, right?
Right. The senior centers are going to be closed. We still just have one reported case here in the county, although as the testing begins to ramp up, we expect, you know, additional cases to come public. And so we're trying to make some precautions as recommended by the governor and the state health department. And one of those is, of course, to close the senior centers. Seniors apparently 60 or above are in that high-risk category. So that's one of the initial closures that we've announced.
When people are not feeling well, they should not go into a panic right away.
Right, correct. So we've kind of moved to what they call a mitigation level, and they still want folks to take precautions, that being wash your hands, you know, cover your mouth. By all means, if you're not feeling well, stay home, call your health care provider if it becomes worse, and then make arrangements to go see your doctor. And they have a criteria that they walk through, whether you indicate that you need to be tested for the virus. But in the meantime, they want everyone to follow these precautions. And part of that also is this new thing that is new to me, too, called social distancing, and where, if all possible, you know, stand about 6 feet apart from someone if you're in a crowded area. We are going to follow the state's guidance also, and all our parks and recreational programs, activities, and facilities will be closed at least till the end of the month. County meetings, advisory boards, and events are going to be also canceled till the end of the month.
And public schools as well.
Right. The public schools announced for 2 weeks also. So that takes us to about the end of the month, and I think everyone's waiting to see whether some of these precautions are going to slow the spread, and then we can reevaluate at the end of the month. We're also reiterating the governor's call that most county organization and groups should cancel large gatherings, and those are defined of around 250 people. So larger events should be canceled until further noticed also.
And with the schools being canceled, Barry, and parents having kids, anything they can do about that for like next week when parents have to work or something?
Well, the school system, I know I just finished a conference call with the governor. I think the State Board of Ed will be giving guidance to local school systems to help provide daycare ideas and in some cases provide small daycare locations. I know the school systems are going to continue if you're in a jurisdiction or in a school district that provides lunches or meals, that the school system will make arrangements to make sure children in some areas are still provided their daily meals. And then I think most employers, including Harford County government, will have to work with some employees that, particularly if both parents are affected by this, to make arrangements to work with employees that maybe can work telework from home or make arrangements in scheduling and so forth, so we don't cause folks to lose time from work or lose their employment because of daycare concerns. So I think businesses and local governments have to be flexible and work with parents during this two-week time until we see what happens here at the end of the month.
And where can people keep up to date with all the information? Is it best to go to HarfordCountyMD.org?
HarfordCountyMD.gov.
.gov.
Yep. And then there's another good website that is HarfordCountyHealth.com, and there's a coronavirus update on there all the time.
Harford County Executive Barry Glassman, thank you so much for calling in to give us more information about some of the things going on right now.
Thanks for helping us spread the word.